USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Inflation is still near a 40-year high, but the labor market remains strong, with the October jobs report showing around 261,000 jobs were added. Illinois Democratic Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy says he believes the market is a mixed bag.
We have to do everything we can to address inflation because, for instance, with gas prices, I've said we've got to invoke the Defense Production Act to increase refining capacity because our global and American refining capacity is too low to convert any amount of crude oil into gasoline.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Daylight saving time is coming to an end this weekend.
Most Americans will move their clocks back 1 hour before going to bed on Saturday night as daylight saving time winds down for the year. About 70 countries and most U.S. states will observe daylight saving time. However, there's a growing movement to end the practice. The U.S. Senate approved a measure in March that would allow states to pick either daylight saving time or standard time for the year. The House of Representatives has not acted on that legislation. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
During a meeting between South Korea's defense minister and defense secretary Lloyd Austin, the two countries warned that any use of nuclear weapons to attack South Korea would result in the end of Kim Jong-un's regime. Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabina Singh on Friday pledges the United States will have a reaction to North Korea in that scenario.
Any threat to our partners and allies in the region or U.S. personnel, we would certainly respond.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame will welcome 7 new members on Saturday. This year's class, highlighted by Pat Benatar and Dolly Parton. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a health care plan that isn't affordable, or you simply just don't like how it works, well, right now, during open enrollment, is a perfect time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the industry. That's double. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for 30 years. It's shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. And here's why now is the perfect time to make the switch. If you join MediShare Complete by January 1st, they will waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off your first year. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month for all of next year. But again, it's a limited time offer. So yeah, you're not stuck. You've got a great option. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The family home of North Carolina Republican congressional candidate Pat Harrigan was struck by a bullet on October 18th. Harrigan suggests negative remarks by his opponent have threatened his safety.
This is politics at its worst, and the reason it's this way is because my opponent is desperate to do anything that he possibly can to talk about anything other than what actually matters in this campaign.
The FBI is investigating the shooting, but no arrests have been made. NASA has an optimistic tone regarding an upcoming launch. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
NASA officials on Thursday said the highly anticipated Artemis 1 moon mission will be challenging, but they stated they are confident in the upcoming launch attempt on November 14th. The SLS stack has been on the pad 3 previous occasions, but fueling test failures and Hurricane Ian have sent it back to the dressing room. Artemis 1 is the beginning of colonizing the moon by the end of the decade.
A judge in Washington state is temporarily blocking Albertsons from making a $4 billion dividend payment to stockholders. Washington Attorney General Bob Ferguson filed a lawsuit to stop the payment before a proposed merger with Kroger. The lawsuit argues the payment would leave Albertsons short on cash during the process to review the merger and could put the company at a competitive disadvantage. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.